I'm Marco Werman with The World. The president of South Africa, Jacob Zuma, has a shower head on top of his head. That's just one way South African cartoonist Zapiro depicts Mr. Zuma. It's a reference to a comment made by Zuma some years ago about showering after sex to avoid HIV. That controversy faded away, but for Zapiro, the shower head is still there. Taking a shower, though, won't do away with the current controversy dogging Mr. Zuma. He used millions in government funds to upgrade his private home near the town of Nkandla. Zuma says the upgrades were legitimate, that they were all about enhanced security. Critics say things like an amphitheater, visitor center, and swimming pool have nothing to do with security and that Zuma should pay up. Today, 6 years into the controversy known simply as Nkandla, President Zuma said he's now willing to reimburse the state for part of the cost. Jonathan Zapiro is Zapiro, the cartoonist. He joins me now. What is your reaction to President Zuma's change of heart?
It's not really a change of heart. What's happening is that a very, very big case brought by the main opposition, the Democratic Alliance, is coming to the Constitutional Court. You know, that's the apex court of the land. And the whole idea of that case is, in fact, to test the powers of the public protector, whose report it was right at the beginning that said that Zuma was supposed to pay back this money. And he has found every which way to try and obfuscate and try and pretend that the public protector's report is not the important report. So now that it's finally getting to the Constitutional Court, his lawyers have advised him to do this, he still says he doesn't agree with everything. Along the way, we've had the most absurd, ludicrous things where some of the things you mentioned, the swimming pool was called a fire pool because it was supposedly there to be able to put out fires on the thatched roofs.
Right. One of your cartoons, in fact, is called Nkandla Speak versus Actual Meaning. And you create this glossary to clarify what was added to Zuma's home in Nkandla. Retaining wall means amphitheater. What were some of the other examples?
Well, yes, a fire pool, a swimming pool, essential security amenities, really, this is what they were called, with two soccer pitches for the security guards in their leisure time. Community clinic was actually a Zuma family clinic, and it was nothing to do, it was fenced off from the community. Retaining wall was, in fact, this amphitheater, and then I've got at the bottom there, president is actually a crook.
Zapiro, I may be wrong about this, but aren't South Africans so very conscious of African patriarchy and corruption in other countries around them that it would have been political suicide for their own head of state to not just go down that road, but, you know, still accumulate wealth? Why did Zuma think he could get away with all this?
You know, you've put your finger on a very, very difficult question. Zuma is very, very different from Nelson Mandela and Thabo Mbeki. You know, Thabo Mbeki may have been paranoid, aloof president, but he certainly was prepared to abide by constitutional provisions and that sort of thing. Nelson Mandela, of course, had a huge regard for the constitution and the rule of law. Jacob Zuma is really, he's kind of a rural patriarch who was very much part of the struggle, great struggle hero, but he really does not appear to have a proper grasp of what it means to be accountable. He is flirting with the kind of banana republic stuff that we never, ever thought we would see in the new South Africa.
I remember in apartheid-era South Africa, activists used to chant Amandla, you know, meaning power. Have they replaced Amandla with Nkandla now?
Absolutely. It was the comedians, the stand-up comedians and cartoonists and things. Yes, of course. Yeah.
Jonathan Shapiro, better known as Zapiro, a political cartoonist in South Africa and one of President Zuma's fiercest critics. Thanks as always, Zapiro.
Thank you.